In today's gospel, everyone, we're given a kind of glimpse into the heart of King Herod. King Herod, we have a sense of kind of how he operated and what his potential was, and obviously what limited him. The gospel begins by saying that he was perplexed. He is perplexed by something. It said that he was perplexed by all that was happening. Well, what was happening? What was he perplexed by? In the verse before, we didn't hear this morning, it described what Jesus and his disciples were doing throughout Israel, that they were preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. That is to say, they were having great success, that Jesus and his apostles were having success, and it perplexed and puzzled King Herod. Then at the end of the gospel, it says that he kept trying to see him, that Herod kept on trying to see Jesus, which implies that in a certain way he was looking for more. He was trying to understand this man of Jesus. So you have the beginning of the gospel, where Herod is perplexed by him, and the end of the gospel, where he's still looking for Jesus. My question is, why didn't he find him? Because we know that scene in the Passion narrative where Pontius Pilate sends Jesus to King Herod, and ironically enough, Jesus himself is standing right in front of Herod. But the gospel says he kept trying to see him. So what prevented Herod from actually maybe becoming a follower of the Lord? If you think about it, everyone, he could have. Herod could have easily started following the Lord. He could have been a great apostle. He could have done it. But what prevented it? I suggest this morning that maybe we find the answer in our first reading from the Old Testament. Vanity of vanities, all things are vanity. Vanity doesn't mean flexing your muscles and looking in the mirror. What does vanity mean? You might have heard this before, but that word vanity in the Old Testament in Hebrew is the same word they use for bubble. Bubble of bubbles, all things are bubbles. What does that mean? Think of a bubble. There it is. You see it. It's shiny. You want it. You try to grasp it. What happens? Gone. You can't. A person who's vain is somebody who tries to grasp things that they think will satisfy, but as soon as you try to get them, they can't satisfy. They can never satisfy. Herod, as you may remember, was probably someone who suffered from vanity. Remember that scene in Passion of the Christ that Mel Gibson made, where Jesus is standing in front of Herod? Remember how Herod was betrayed? The long hair, the gold, the woman, the wine, the burping, the belching. You watch and you just want to say, ugh. King Herod makes us want to say, ugh. King Herod was a man who thought the things of the world could satisfy, that women and wine and gold and long curly hair could satisfy. They can't. Things of the world can never, ever satisfy. They're like a bubble. You try to get them, as soon as you have them, it's gone. They cannot satisfy. Whether that's an honor or a pleasure or wealth or power, things of the world can never, ever satisfy. Only one can: our friendship with the Lord. King Herod could have became a great apostle if he would have allowed his friendship with Christ to satisfy rather than things of the world. Let's set aside things of the world. Not that they're evil, but they can't satisfy. But Jesus can.